With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They'll fight until complete victory. That's what a top Iranian military spokesman says about his country's armed forces as the war with Israel and the U.S. drags on. Israel is stepping up its attacks on Tehran as the Iranians target Tel Aviv.
A missile slammed into a street in central Tel Aviv as Iran kept up its offensive, even as U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States was in talks with the Islamic Republic to end the war.
One warhead of a missile that exploded in the middle of the road. It's exploded above cars.
Police Superintendent Fadida Yaniv.
We estimate it's something like 100 kilogram of warhead that exploded in this incident.
No one was seriously hurt. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed by the Senate as a new Secretary of Homeland Security. He may be sworn in today.
The Senate voted mostly along party lines, confirming Mullen 54-45. President Trump selected the Republican senator from Oklahoma to take over the department after firing Secretary Kristi Noem. Mullen takes over the department during a difficult time. Democrats are demanding changes in the department's immigration operation, which has created a budget battle leading to long lines at U.S. airports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No injuries in a massive oil refinery explosion and fire in Port Arthur, Texas. The fire is out now. A shelter-in-place order for area residents has been lifted. The lead federal investigator says there's lots of debris to be examined. The scene of Sunday's deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport. A jet collided with a fire truck on a runway, killing the plane's pilot and co-pilot. Dow futures down 91 points. This is SRN News. Massachusetts is becoming a national hub for abortion.
State officials report that nearly 50,000 abortions took place in or through the state in 2024, more than double the roughly 24,000 that were carried out in 2023. And about half of those 50,000 abortions took place in pro-life states, thanks to abortion pills that clinics in Massachusetts are mailing out. Attorneys general in several states have begun filing lawsuits against providers in other states who send abortion drugs in contravention of local law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another big school addresses anti-Semitism. The University of California, Berkeley has settled a lawsuit by agreeing not to allow student groups to ban Zionists and to pay $1 million to the Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law. The lawsuit was sparked by UC Berkeley student law groups announcing that they would not invite Zionist speakers to the campus. This is SRN News. The pro hockey world is mourning the loss of an NHL journalist who died tragically over the weekend.
The National Hockey League says it is mourning the death of longtime Minnesota Wild reporter Jessie Pierce and her three children in a weekend house fire. An NHL statement on Sunday said the team is devastated at the loss of the 37-year-old reporter and her children. Fire crews said they responded Saturday to 911 calls of a house on fire in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. They said an adult and three children were found dead in the home. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Pierce covered the Wild for NHL.com for the past decade. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The worst flooding to hit Hawaii in two decades has swept homes off the foundations, floated cars out of driveways. It's done quite a bit of damage. No deaths have been reported, but more than 230 people had to be rescued. More details at SRNNews.com.